Welcome to the daily VFN radio highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. I don't know if y'all, you guys heard about this or not, that Dwayne Wade of the Miami Heat, his mother, I remember seeing pictures of him getting baptized. He's getting baptized, I think, at the, the Atlantic. And he's tall, he's big. Mm-hmm. And the two ministers that were baptizing him came up to his knee. It was so, I was like, that is just precious, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's like, come down here so we can put you in the water. And he was standing in the water beside them. Mm-hmm. And they're, I mean, just they look like two little children standing beside him. Wow. And but he, you know, he had a very rough upbringing. You know, his mother was abused by his father, and his father just left them. Mm-hmm. And the mother was addicted to drugs. And her name is Jolinda Wade, and had a real rough life, and you know, type. You know, drug houses and all this kind of stuff. Mm. And, you know, suddenly when she went to jail for, you know, what she had done, when Dwayne came to visit her in jail, it just clicked. She was so angry with herself that she had gotten to this point, and as she's watching her little boy on the outside of that cell see her in that condition, she was angry. Mm-hmm. And we all been there, right? Where you just get angry.
Yeah.
And she began to not forgive herself. She's just angry, and she got out, and she tried to do things right, but she ended back on drugs again. And finally, long story short, she ends up just giving her life to God and getting set free. Mm-hmm. I mean, wow. She was so touched by God that she became a pastor.
Oh, wow.
You know, her name is Pastor Jolinda Wade. And Dwayne saw his mother through all these transitions. He saw her in the bottom, and now he sees her where she is. And now, because of his success, he was able to buy his mother a $2 million church building.
Wow.
Isn't that awesome? A $2 wow. million. Wow. He's given a testimony, you know, at the church. He said, listen, you know, I've seen her at the bottom. And now I've seen her at the top, and I'm not talking about money. I'm talking about spiritual blessings, what she has and she is right now. And, of course, she's been quite a pastor for quite some time in the context of that, but since his success, that he was able to buy her a $2 million church building. And I just thought it was so cool. What a big turnaround.
Wow.
And you can find out you know, more about them. Her church, I believe, is in Detroit. I'm not sure. And of course, he's with the Miami Heat, and just follow them and just say how much that their testimony means to you, you know, for God. Here she was. You think it's totally over. Your father leaves. Your mother's on drugs in the streets. She's in drug houses. She's arrested. She says she's going to make a difference, and she doesn't. And she said, all this time, you know, my kids were loving me, but because I would not forgive myself, it kept me from receiving their love. I couldn't feel it. I couldn't receive it. Mm. You know, and so many people are being loved, but because they hate themselves, because maybe you hate yourself, or you haven't forgiven yourself for, you know, what you've done or what you did, whatever it is. And somebody's trying to love on you, and you accuse them all the time. You know, you don't love me. You don't love me. Like those people go, I don't ever win anything. You know, it's like nobody's ever loved you. And what it is the person, you can't receive love until you forgive. It's like it puts this cold, crisp, hard heart shell over your heart, and when people are loving on you, don't feel it. It doesn't seem real to you. You know why? Because you feel the enemy's convinced you that you don't deserve love for what you did, or you're a failure, you're a mistake. You know, you're in jail again. You did the drugs again. You know, you whatever again, and you just decided when you sought the devil for counsel that okay, I'm not going to forgive myself. I'll punish myself by not forgiving myself. And what happens is you end up punishing everybody else in your life because they feel the pain of your unforgiveness. You're harsh and mean and hateful. And you justify that by saying, well, I treat myself that way. It's like, okay, just treat yourself. Don't treat us that way. Mm-hmm. And it's almost an impossible thing. You know, I always say, you know, if you're going to hit yourself, you know, don't swing big because you might hit me too.
Right.
And it's, if you don't let it go, the end of that's not well. The end of it's not well at all. And you love others. He says, love others how you love yourself. And if we're wondering why we struggle with having empathy and compassion for other people, quite often it's tied to self-hate. You know, being hard on oneself, constantly listening to what the devil has to say about you and being in agreement with it. And you kind of give yourself permission to hate yourself. The thing is that therefore, he says, you know, in conjunction with that, you cannot, the parallel of that, that you cannot give to others what you refuse to receive yourself. And you're going to have to be able to receive God's love. And it's very important, especially if you say that you're a Christian, you're walking with God, realize God is love. But there's no love in your life. Think about it. There's no love in your life. There's no fruit of the Spirit of love in your life. Love is patient. Love is kind. Love is gentle. Love is long-suffering. Love keeps no records of wrong. It doesn't delight in evil. I mean, all the things about love. And he says it doesn't matter what you do. If you do all this stuff, even for him, and accurately use your gifts, like prophesying and healings and miracles, he said, listen, if you don't have love, it's nothing. Right. It's just nothing. So it's important for you. Don't skip over the fact of thinking, I can keep on just, you know, being married, being a parent, you know, being a minister or whatever, and not deal with a Christian and not deal with, this is a serious issue if love's not flowing in your life.
That's right.
First of all, you're missing love himself, because that's what the good news is about Jesus Christ. He forgives. He forgives. And if he forgives, who are we to hold unforgiveness? So if God forgives us, then we should forgive ourselves. And it really, believe it or not, it's kind of wild. But and we'll talk about it in the wisdom moment today, that pride is self-awareness. I think more pride is demonstrated off of feeling bad about oneself than being overly confident in oneself. It's this deep black hole, this deep spiral of self. I mean, you get around somebody that's deep in pride, which means self-aware, whether they're you know, arrogantly confident, overly confident about themselves, or whether they're just constantly beating themselves up. Either way, you feel like you're falling into a black hole. Mm-hmm. It's like, I'm going in. Hold me. Throw a rope after me. They're sucking me into their pride. Help me. Help me. I'm going to die. You know, it's like this black hole in space. You're just getting sucked into it. And it's like, are we talking about you again? Mm. Oh, my goodness. Help us. No, it's okay. I'm talking bad about myself. Right. Oh. So I was just saying, I'm not saying anything good about myself. I'm beating myself up. And it's pride. Yeah. And when you understand that, it helps you forgive yourself, because you're thinking, oh my goodness, I thought I was, and it's really called false humility. Mm-hmm. It's false humility, which is another definition for pride. It's when we think beating ourselves up is doing God a favor. It's a works mentality. And if anybody, I like what Rick Joyner writes in his book, one of his books, he wrote that the stingers for the devil, probably. I don't know what was the name of it. But anyway, if there's one people that God can't use, it's people with false humility. They're constantly beating themselves up. Well, first of all, the message you have delivered is not love. So we don't mind you not being used. It's not a great loss until you deal with your stuff. Yeah?
I think it was Epic Battles of the Last Days.
Yes, that's it. Epic Battles of the Last Days. And so when you think about it, it's pride. When you think about false humility, you know, I'm beating myself up, I'm not good, and I make mistakes, and yada, yada, yada. And you realize, okay, that's pride. It's easier to repent from that than to think, I just need to forgive myself and have no meaning and no foundation to that. But when you realize it's idolatry and self-focus, and you got to move beyond that, and take it to the cross like everything else, and that it's pride, and God resists the proud but gives grace to the humble, it makes you just want to say, you know what? I'm not going to have any pride in my life. I'm going to go ahead and get rid of that. And more people do harm to others because of false humility. They hurt other people under the guise, it's okay because I'm hurting myself. I don't treat myself any better than that. Not realizing the same consequences are going to happen even if you were arrogant and cocky and you know, thought that you were better than everybody else.
Mm-hmm.
Whether you think that you're better or whether you think that you are not better, you are on your mind. And he says, unless you deny yourself and pick up your cross and follow me, you can only have a, you can only have a part of me. No, is that how it goes? He says, if you pick up your cross, he says, if you're going to follow me, you got to pick up your cross and deny yourself. And if you don't do this, you can't even have a part. Mm-mm. A part. Think about it. A part of me. Read the red letters. It will change and it'll fundamentally transform your walk.
Sure will.
With God, and it will really help you out. Yes, yeah, so Dwayne Wade's mother is now a pastor, I believe, with her husband. And Dwayne's given a testimony at her church talking about how he's seen her at the bottom, now he's seen her at the top, and he wasn't talking about the top of money and stuff, but just at the top of how God's restored her life and using her now. And she says to Dwayne that you are my hero, and he says, you are my hero.
Wow. Mm.
Isn't that awesome?
Wow.
That's cool.
You are my hero after all that. Mm. Can you imagine your kids seeing you, and some of you may have gone through this, and your kids are seeing you trying to shake this thing. You're trying to shake this drug, and you fell back into it again. And you know that your kids are, seeing you drunk on the streets, or seeing you with the drugs, or seeing you in this, with this drug dealer and stuff. And you just said you're not going to do it anymore. And all that humiliation and all that pain and all the things that come to that. And then hearing down the road after God restores and forgives and everything, that you're their hero.
Mm.
Mm.
That's beautiful, isn't it?
Wow. Powerful.
Yeah.
That is totally, totally beautiful.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.